Children, did you know that in the spiritual world, there are actually pathways that people walk along to go to heaven? And along the way, there are gates that need to be opened, and they come to walls where there are doors that need to be opened for them to come into heaven. Now, who do you think can show us which path we should take in order to go to heaven? And who do you think has the key to unlock the gates and the doors so that we can come into heaven? I think you know. Listen to what the Lord says to the church in Philadelphia. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation, chapter 3. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no one is able to shut it, because thou hast a little power and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will give from the synagogue of Satan those who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship at thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the whole world to test them who dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that which thou hast, that no one take thy crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." We read also from Apocalypse Revealed, in the word of the Lord's second coming, about the Lord setting before them an open door. This signifies that heaven is open to those who are in truths from good from the Lord. The door is said to be open to those who are of the church in Philadelphia, because by that church are meant those who are in truths from good from the Lord. And to them the Lord opens heaven. But on this subject, something not known before shall be declared. The Lord alone is the God of heaven and earth. Therefore, those who do not approach him directly cannot see the way to heaven, nor can they find the door. And if perhaps they are permitted to approach it, it is shut. And if they knock, it is not opened. In the spiritual world, there are actually ways which lead to heaven, and here and there, there are gates. And those who are led to heaven by the Lord take the ways which lead there and enter through the gates. For all things which are seen in the heavens are correspondences, thus also ways and gates. For ways correspond to truths and then signify them, and gates correspond to admission and then signify it. We also read a passage about him who overcomes, "I will make a pillar in the temple of my God." From what has been presented thus far, it can be inferred what the good is that results from chastity in marriage. Consequently, what the good works of chastity are that a man does who shuns adulteries as sins against God. The good works of chastity concern either the married pair themselves, or their offspring and posterity, or the heavenly societies. The good works of chastity that concern the heavenly societies are that chaste marriages are the delights of heaven, that they are its seminaries, and that they are its supports or pillars. They supply delights to heaven by communications, they are seminaries to heaven by producing offspring, and they are supports to heaven by their power against the hells. For at the presence of conjugal love, diabolical spirits become furious, insane, and mentally impotent and cast themselves into the deep. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.